starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 56 on our journey towards financial freedom. So as predicted, the week will be filled with opportunities for the investors who are waiting a little longer for further dips on the market to start shopping. So far, 2 full months of gains have been wiped out from my portfolio value, and this will continue this week for sure. I am still up, however, full year by 9.33%, but that will not last today or in the coming days should the trade war tensions escalate further. No one would like to see an escalation as such, as there are serious and unforeseen undercurrents that could harm the world economy. That would be an entire different story to tell. In the meantime, those who have cash on the side can seriously start thinking of using it for one of those companies on their watch list. Despite all this turmoil on the markets, I will not sell or rethink my approach, as this can be a costly mistake. We all know that one particular news is the main factor of these dips, and the market will rebound as it usually does for the past centuries, and even stronger once tensions have been relieved with an actual agreement signed between the US and China. However, you do not need to worry about that. You do not need to ask yourself so many questions or try to predict the ifs. Your lifetime will be made of countless headlines that will affect your investments, but that is entirely part of the game. We can talk about that further in 10 years, but in 10 years, you would have done very well for yourself, at least better than not investing at all. I do not believe it is important that you manage to buy a stock $1 cheaper than me, or that we should have waited a little longer to get the perfect discount. I believe the important is that you have placed your trust and confidence into a wonderful business that you know, that you now partially own, which will continue to strive along with the US economy, and that you will get great returns in decades, because you most certainly will. It is a fact. Most people lose on the stock market for forfeiting their ability to be patient, for wanting to be rich quick, which is actually the quickest way not to. As I said before, those who have started investing today, who are willing to sacrifice, be patient, disciplined, and resilient, work hard on every front to grow their income, save big and invest big monthly, live with little and not care how they are judged, those young or new investors have already changed their financial future. Some have already made the move that will make them rich in the next decade or two. My personal feeling when I saw these sell-offs on the markets in volume is how little faith there is in the companies that make up the strongest economy in the world, and how much fear and greed prevails on the stock market. What I also see is tremendous opportunities being created from chaos, which I hope you're also seeing, that you have that hard-earned cash ready to enter the market if you have not already done so. As far as I'm concerned, I'm getting prepared for the next big one, and we all know what that means by now. Cash is indeed king. I wish that you're already fully invested, and a fantastic day ahead.